Dig the vibe on a Friday. Everybody feeling good? Yeah. Yeah, everybody feeling great.
Oh, yeah, we're feeling awesome.
Yes.
You know, it did help, though. There was free fried dough in the kitchen this morning.
Oh, was there?
Because it's Friday donut day.
Is it? I did not know that. That's good.
Every now and again, they bring in these delicious donuts, yeah. And that always makes a Panther loss much better.
Does the donut include bourbon? Because
it
I
should.
Get the feeling that Panthers fans kind of need it.
We do. Is there anything stronger than bourbon?
I'm sure. Grain, we have grain donuts.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Whole grain donuts.
Yeah, don't light any cigars around it, though. Might be a little dangerous.
Man. Yes, last night and today are, I mean, they're breeding, the petri dish for stupidity. A petri dish for stupidity. Because I know, I don't even have to listen to what's going on TV and in some circles on radio this morning. I know because it's predictable. Because for some reason, even people who should know better apparently don't want to.
Yeah.
We all know what we're going to talk about here. And this is going to be the lion's share of today's show. This Duke plays a good basketball game tonight.
Right.
Play against Arizona.
They do.
Right? That might be mentioned at some point today because, hey, it's the first week of college basketball. Duke's going to play a good game. It'll be fun to see. By the way, Caleb Love coming back.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Over under 30 points for Caleb Love. Actually, not 30 points, 30 shots. Over under 30 shots for
right,
Caleb Love.
Right, because which Caleb are we going to get with
right,
this
look,
one?
I wish him the best, man. It didn't work out. It worked out for a couple of years. Didn't work out, obviously, last year. So we have that. State plays a game tonight, too. What Carolina plays this weekend. Again, these are not great games, but the Duke-Arizona game's at least worth saying, hey, Duke plays Arizona. We're going to find out about Michigan today.
Yeah.
We'll get the notice of whether or not Jim Harbaugh should board the plane to Happy Valley. Michigan is playing at Penn State. The prevailing thought is that the Big Ten is going to suspend him. I am curious what Michigan and Jim Harbaugh will do in response to that because they have essentially threatened legal action immediately. If he's suspended for 2 games, is Michigan going to wear that, just say, all right, let's just take the suspension? Or are they going to do what they have threatened to do, which is fight this legally? Don't know. We'll find out all of these things, hopefully, within our three-hour block today. And after that, ACC football. We have it's Duke, Carolina.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Should be great.
Right? State, Wake Forest, good rivalry weekend here. Also, Florida State, Miami. I remember when that was the game of the year every year.
Yep, it's good matchups.
And we're going to talk to Roddy Jones today. So I'm not going to ask Roddy to explain why the Panthers are maybe the worst offensive football team I have ever, 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 ever seen.
Garbage.
The Jets are embarrassed watching the Panthers. The current Jets are embarrassed watching the Panthers. We know what the Jets' problem is. The Jets' problem is they have no quarterback.
Yeah.
That is, I know people don't understand this, but some people, not all people. Bryce Young is not Carolina's problem. He is not their problem.
Even though he looked ugly yesterday, he's not the problem.
We'll explain why he has looked so bad. And he was bad last week.
He was.
He was not. This week was not his. This is not on Bryce Young. He's going to feel it because we all saw what happened, right? So there's college football. There's a college basketball game. We have another week of the NFL. And boy, Sundays will be even brighter, sunnier. Because we have options of other games.
Yeah, once we get past last night.
Right? But we all know where we're starting. So.
Let's get it started.
All right.
Let's get
Panthers lost to the Bears, 16-13. They did not score an offensive touchdown. It was the punt return. Smith Marset bringing it back. I don't know. Lots of yards. Touchdown. Yay. It was 7-0.
Yeah, Panthers love doing that.
Hey.
Come out hot early.
Well, I don't know. Did they come ahead to return
they
a punt?
They did last week, too.
They returned a punt.
Right.
And they scored a field goal after they punted also, but then they scored kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
They led 10-3.
Yeah.
Into the second quarter. Thinking, exactly. All right, not bad. Not bad. Eddie Pinheiro missed a 59-yard field goal that would have tied the game with about minute 50 left.
Not shocked.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 59-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Right? It was probably... It probably was about 5 yards short.
Yeah.
Right, when you think about it.
And it's also Eddie Pinheiro.
Right.
So.
It's Eddie, but it's fine. Eddie Pinheiro. He missed a 59-yard field goal. You're not necessarily supposed
Nights
to make
like
those.
Nights like that, I miss Graham Gano. Let me just say it.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, Graham Gano for the Giants missed a 30-some-odd-yard field goal that would have not iced the game against the Jets, but forced the Jets to score a touchdown
right.
with no time in the clock. So he missed an easy one. And look, guys miss field goals.
Kickers.
Panthers defense played very well last night. I would point out that the Bears also stink still, as injured as Carolina is on defense. Key players, no Brian Burns, right?
Nope.
I thought they were very good on that side of the ball. They should be proud of their effort. But it was a 16-13 loss, and we all saw the ugliness of it. Here's Frank Reich on why it feels that there's been no progress.
All I would say is, we're not scoring points on offense. We got to be better. I believe we will be better. That's how I feel. And listen, this is when we say, I don't think we have any unrealistic expectations that. It's not like we're saying, we've talked about this before, scoring's down. We just got to figure out to play well enough to win football games. That's really what I'm concerned about is winning. I'm not worried about how many yards or what the stats are. I'm concerned about playing winning football. And I don't want to get caught up in the stats. I want to get caught up in winning. And, we've had too many close games where if we play a little bit better on offense, we win.
I mean, that's true, by the way. And it wouldn't bother people as much if, for instance, was the opener against Atlanta, down in Atlanta, right? Where, Bryce throws two interceptions that are bad interceptions. Well, one was definitely a bad interception. The other was, it might have been a mistake by the wide receiver, whatever. They could have won that game. They could have won a number of the games that they've played. And nobody would care as much about the statistical putridness of their offense if instead of being 2-8, they're 2-8, correct?
The Panthers?
Right?
No, 1-8.
I'm sorry, 1-8. Yeah. I gave them a win they didn't deserve.
I was going to say one extra.
Instead of being,
I've only been to one game this season.
The Bears were 2-7, the Panthers 1-7. Instead of being 1-8, if the Panthers were 3-6, they'd still be bad.
Right.
But it wouldn't be as horrific looking at their statistical data.
Exactly.
Anyway, Frank Reich, not inspiring confidence. Speaking of confidence, is he worried about Bryce Young's?
No, I'm not worried about Bryce's confidence. I think he is. I think he's mentally tougher than a lot of rookie quarterback. I mean, as a rookie quarterback, considering the start we've had, I don't think I see any retreat in him. That's not the right word. I see aggressiveness. I see resolve. I see determination. And I feel like he's taking ownership of it. And he's taking probably more ownership of it than he should, because it's a group effort. But the quarterback and head coach are always going to be at the center. That's just the way it is. And so it's just a credit to him for taking responsibility for the whole offense. And when in fact, it's not just him. Can he be better? Sure. Can I be better? Absolutely. Can we all be better on offense? 100% for sure.
We could try better as an offense. We'll get to that, what I mean by that in a minute. What is ailing the offense now, Coach Reich?
You know, today it wasn't a question of beating ourselves. Today we just, didn't execute at a high enough level. And, you know, we knew the Bears had a good run defense. Although early I thought we ran it acceptable. But we just did not execute today. And so that's what's disappointing to us as coaches and players. And so we'll have to look at the film. I remain confident, and it's like I was just in the press conference and said, well, why would you be confident? Well, because I know the guys we have and I know the coaches we have. And this isn't, we're not talking, hey, we're not saying that we have to be the most prolific offense in the NFL, but we've lost a bunch of close games where all we have to do is play decent on offense and we win. We win multiple games. And so that's the first step. We're not saying we got to go out and light it up and have 500 yards and 50 points. We're playing good football. Our formula to win is play great defense, play good special teams, and go out there and score 20, 23, 24 points. And with the way we're playing in defense and special teams, we're going to win a lot of football games. And so that's what we have to do on offense.
Okay, but at what point are you going to figure it out? Like, this is the frustrating part, because here we are, we're halfway through the season, and you look like you are regressing. You are not I'm sorry.
No. You looked at me and I was silent, right?
Right.
Because I haven't gotten past the very beginning of that statement. I nearly stopped it when he said, early on, we ran the ball acceptable. What do you consider acceptable?
Right. Were you watching your own team?
Did you have a carry longer than 4 yards in the game? Other than Bryce scrambles.
Yeah.
He had two early
twice,
scrambles,
yes.
Right? For first downs.
Wow.
I lose my mind because the game sometimes can be boiled down to being really simple. We can talk all day long about third down conversions. Panthers were 3 of 15 on third down. They didn't even try on a couple of fourth downs that they should have. We're going to get to that. I have a poll up. We're going to tell you what the poll is in a minute. The most important down of any football game is first down. The most important, not even close. I don't care what your third down conversion rate is. Tell me what you did on first down. Would you like to know what Carolina did on first down?
Oh, give it
Do you know
me.
How many times they snapped the ball on first down, Victoria?
How many?
22 times. Do you know how many total yards they had on 22 first down snaps?
Probably like 5.
15!
Yeah. Yep.
You were even more pessimistic.
I watched that disaster.
Right? They 15 total first down yards.
Yeah.
Now, it was actually 35 as a net. Gross, but then you had to take into account back-to-back penalties.
Right.
Right? That made it first and 30.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so here's the poll. Here's the poll question today. Which of these three decisions was your favorite from the coaching staff? Was it punting late in the second quarter with a 10-3 lead, near midfield, you're at the 48-yard, your own 48-yard line, 4th and 1. Did you love that one? At 1-7, man, we're just going to play it conservative here.
Yeah, why not?
Because we just might be able to sneak into the playoffs if we just try to win this game like 13-3.
Don't want to risk it.
So you punted the ball on 4th and 1. Gosh, my blood pressure is way up already today. You punted the ball on 4th and 1, basically at midfield. And the Bears, led by Beauty Pageant, still drove it into field goal range and kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
Right? They still did that.
Of course.
All right. So that's one decision. The other decision, now it's 16-10. You've got a 4th and 5 in the fourth quarter. A lot of time left. 4th and 5, fourth quarter. You're down 6 points. You're at the Bears' 45-yard line. Well, it's punt.
Yeah, why not?
What are you doing? What are we trying to? Are we trying to win a football game?
You know you have to score points to win,
right? Well, no, but we're just trying to get to 22 or 23 points a game.
Yeah.
So that's the other poll option for you. Or we mentioned 1st and 30, right? It's still 16-10.
It is.
On first and 30, did you like the handoff for 3 yards? Who didn't love that?
I was so mad about that.
Because I think in their brains, they thought, well, this play is designed to get, 20 to 25 yards.
Yeah,
because
they've been doing that this whole game. They're able to do that.
And I watch this, and I go, why is anybody criticizing Bryce Young when we should all know the problem? And a few weeks ago, I said, you can fire him if you want, but I will tell you this. This is not the coaching staff or the head coach. This is not the head coach that will get this franchise where they want to be. I am positive of it.
Well, now you can't even keep blaming Frank because Thomas Brown is making the calls. Why are you making that call, Thomas?
I don't know who makes the call or if Frank Reich is directing him to do certain things, right? But I am not going to say that it's not Thomas Brown's fault,
right.
Okay? On first and 30, down 6 points in the fourth quarter, you are running the ball? Now, the stupid thing is that they actually picked up a first down.
They did.
Right?
They did.
They actually picked up a first down, which blows me away, but they did. But they ran the ball on first and 30, down 6, when their season is irrelevant.
And they're so great at running the ball.
And on top of that, just to rub lemon juice in the paper cut, the team that you are losing to has added incentive to beat you because your draft pick belongs to them.
Yep.
So now at 1-8, the Bears are like, well, that's at worst, that's the second pick in the draft.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like they won twice. They had the truck.
Yeah,
they
win.
Ran over us. Then they backed up and ran over us again. Thank you.
And now let's hear from Chris Canty from Unsportsmanlike about Bryce Young.
I just wish that Bryce could give us a little bit more. I get that things aren't ideal around him, but that's why you're the number one pick. And I can't help but watch that game through the lens of they took him over C.J. Stroud. But then also keeping in mind that the Carolina Panthers owe the other team that was on the field last night their first-round pick, which is likely going to be the number one overall pick. So now it's not only comparing Bryce Young to C.J. Stroud, but it's also comparing Bryce Young to Caleb Williams and Drake May. And what's the likelihood that Bryce Young's career arc is going to be better or higher than all three of those quarterbacks? It doesn't feel great right now, and so it's hard to say that the Carolina Panthers didn't miss on this, even though it is a really small sample size of Bryce.
Small sample size, and as my friend Steve Logan likes to tell us, and he's told me this for I don't know how many years, quarterback is not played in a vacuum. You are beholden to an offensive line that allowed you to be sacked 3 times and pressured 20 others. It is beholden to a wide receiving core that dropped 3 passes and, with very few exceptions, maybe one exception, did not run a pattern longer than 10 yards down the field.
Nope.
How did they even allow Michael Strachan or Strachan, whatever his name is, to run it was like a 30-yard pattern? How did that even happen? Why was that allowed?
Great question.
This coaching staff has been neutered. I don't know who did it, but it's neutered. They have no guts at all.
No, none.
It's so frustrating to watch, not just from the standpoint that they are utterly inept. You know what else? They do lead the NFL in one offensive category.
Oh boy, it's not a good one.
False starts.
There you go.
18 of them. 18 yeah. False starts. I think only one yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Maybe might have been more.
It felt light.
Know.
They were too busy doing other dumb things on the field.
I don't know. But it comes down to first down. You know, they completed like 7 passes for 3 yards or less yesterday.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick talked about it in the post-game show on Amazon. He said, why do they complete so many passes with the receiver facing the quarterback? He's like, where are you going?
Yeah.
There's no yards after catch. They're all right at the line of scrimmage. Those are no gains.
None.
They completed a pass for no yards. They completed a pass for a loss of a yard on first down. Those were both first down plays. Just run the ball at that point.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Just run the ball. You can't throw to set up the run, because part of me thinks that they feel like they have to do it that way, but you can't throw to set up the run by throwing passes that essentially are runs.
Exactly. What does that say when the Bears can read your plays? When it looks like the Bears know where you're going with things.
Jim Harbaugh used to be a Chicago Bear.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bears have electronically scouted the Panthers.
It.
Wait a second. That's legal.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's legal. You can't do it at practices, but you can go scout games. It really isn't. It's not that complicated.
Shouldn't be.
But the more you watch, the more you realize that this team is, maybe I gave it too much credit for being like 2 years away from like being like two full drafts away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There is almost nothing redeemable on the offensive side of the ball other than Bryce Young and Adam Thielen, but Thielen's 100. So what are we doing?
This is such a poverty franchise. It is so hopeless. Like, it just feels like, as a Panther fan, it just feels hopeless.
And it always comes back to, Bryce just isn't it.
Right.
Bryce
Here's just the problem. Isn't it.
So everybody who says that, look, I am not here to tell you that Bryce Young is going to be a superstar. I think he'll be very good. I think he'll be an outstanding quarterback. But you may not know the players that C.J. Stroud has around him, but every single one of them is way better than everybody around Bryce Young.
Yeah.
From the offensive line to the wide receivers to the running backs. I mean, their first down plays yesterday were putrid.
Atrocious.
3-yard run. That's actually one of the good ones. Pass for one minus 1 yard. 3-yard run. 4-yard run. Pass for 3 yards. Pass for no yards. Incomplete pass. 4-yard run. Whoa!
Uh-oh.
Holy cow!
Now we're moving.
By the way, they needed a defensive penalty to get a first down on that drive.
Exactly.
2-yard run. Then that was the drive where they punted from the minus 48 up 10-3 on 4th-and-1. Incomplete. A run for minus 6 yards. That's hard to do.
Yeah, we're going negative.
Incomplete pass. A 14-yard pass to Adam Thielen? They completed consecutive passes for double-digit yards in the game.
Wow.
Yesterday.
They're growing.
An 11-yard pass to Terrace Marshall on 3rd down. And, oh no, I was a 2nd down pass. And then a 14-yard completion to Adam Thielen. They were both short passes, but they gained 25 yards combined. That was like, oh boy. We're like living it up.
We're like a real pro team.
It's gross. The offense is gross. The coaching is awful. So David Tepper is going to have to make a decision when this season is over. And if I were David Tepper, seriously, if I were David Tepper, I would bring in, how many coaches do they have? I'd bring in, maybe I'd keep all the defensive coaches and get rid of everybody on offense. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Thomas Brown, you might have to be collateral damage here. Josh McCown might have to be collateral damage. Jim Caldwell, because right now, they don't operate like they have any idea what's going on.
Well, and then my biggest concern is Tepper is making the decisions when it comes to that.
Right.
And I definitely don't trust
him. And he's gun-shy, probably, because he knows that the criticism of him is fair in that he is, like, he's the moth to light.
Yes.
Right? So I would understand if he goes, no, I've done that too many times. We're going to stay the course. All right. But boy, you better draft your way out of this. And I don't know how you're going to do it without a first round pick.
Yeah.
So
for a while.
No first round pick this year. You have your first round pick in 25.
Yeah, just good picks.
You don't have a second round pick in 25,
picks.
But
yeah.
you have a first round pick in 25. They have major, major personnel issues. And that's the problem. The problem is not the quarterback. The problem is they need probably 4 new offensive linemen. They need 5 new wide receivers, two running backs better than Chuba Hubbard, and tight ends. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? All right, we'll come back. Luke Dukakis is going to join us on the other side. I've heard enough of the Bryce Young slander for one 12-hour period.